Hey everybody, it's Kelly K. Walker, the Queen of Manifesting, and in today's episode, we are going to have a little birthday celebration. Yes, today, March 21st, is my birthday, one of my favorite days of the year. So I'm going to talk about some of the lessons I have learned the last year, especially with the world recovering from COVID and getting back to normal. I feel like my life has kind of done the same pattern as the whole world has, so stick around, sit back, relax, take some notes if you feel like it, and let's get this episode started.
You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen. Kelly Walker.
All right. As I said, today is my birthday. And as I have spent the last year learning some stuff, going through some pretty rough trials, I am excited to look back and reflect on what I learned this year. Now, yes, I'm a manifesting coach, but I am not always manifesting correctly or positively. And so I'm excited to share with you the things that I learned that hurt manifesting and help manifesting. Even if you are an advanced manifester, there are always things to learn. So 2 years ago, during this month, I had made my first $15,000 day. It was at my first manifesting event, and I sold several coaching packages and cruises, and it was amazing. And I was so excited. I surpassed my goals, broke all my personal financial records, and then boom, COVID hit. So that was in 2020. Last year, I don't even remember my birthday. I literally have no memory of it. That's how obscure it was, how not fun or exciting it was. It doesn't even register in my memory. So that just shows how rough the last year has been on all of us. I know it's not just me. But yeah, as a speaker especially, it was hard because I am an event person. I love events. I go to events. I hold events. I'm always speaking somewhere. And for the last almost 2 years now, I have only been speaking by Zoom. You guys, Zoom is great. Zoom is amazing. We couldn't have gone without it during the pandemic, but it is not the same. Speaking in person is a completely different animal. The energy doesn't even compare. So finally, at the end of last year, I planned my first big in-person event, which happened in January. And oh my gosh, it was so amazing. But during the last year, I really struggled. I struggled with all my old weaknesses. They all kind of crept back into my life during the last year. And as I have learned, struggles are for our good. Anything bad that happens to us is ultimately for our benefit. So I'm looking back now at all the crap that I went through last year and finding the lesson and the blessings in those. So last year, I kind of lost myself. I had started gaining weight as soon as the pandemic started because I'm highly empathic and I get really stressed out when other people are stressed out. So the news, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everything, everywhere, everyone was so stressed out. And I was just soaking it up like a sponge, like I tend to do. And when I did that, I found myself eating to comfort myself, but also eating to numb the pain. And so I actually reached my highest weight ever, which was 274. And I got to the point where I didn't even want to do Zoom events anymore. I didn't want people to see me because I was so big and embarrassed. So I just kind of stopped doing events. And I started questioning myself. I questioned my self-worth. I questioned my choice of work. I questioned my future and even my purpose. And then I just kind of gradually ended up returning to my old life of depression, feeling powerless, full of self-doubt, and frequent anxiety attacks. Oof, I hate those the worst. But I started having them more and more and more. Plus, as I gained weight, I got obesity-induced asthma. So then I really couldn't breathe. On top of the panic attack feeling, which if you've had one, you know you can't breathe when you have an anxiety attack. So I ended up losing a whole lot of the progress I had made during my year of transformation, which is 2017 to 2018. And I was feeling really, really down on myself. But I never gave up. And there's this amazing and also mean, I think, but whatever, experiment that I read about. And it's about this guy that put rats in a tank of water where they couldn't touch the bottom and they couldn't jump out. So they just could only swim or drown. Those were their two options. And I want to share this with you because this is kind of what happened to me. So this was in the 1950s, this study. It was at Harvard, and it was done by Dr. Kurt Richter. So he'd put these rats in this water, and on average, the rats would give up and sink after 15 minutes. But right before they gave up due to exhaustion, the researchers would take them out of the water, dry them off, and let them rest for a few minutes. And then they put them back in the water. But you guys, on the second try, things were completely different. So remember, they had just swam until they were so exhausted they gave up, right? And then they got pulled out when they gave up and stopped swimming. They only got a few minutes break, then they went back into the water. So the second time, how long do you think they lasted? Another 15 minutes? Nope. Maybe only 10 because they were exhausted? Nope. These rats, on their second time in the water, swam for 60 hours. So the first time they gave up after 15 minutes. The second time. They went for 60 hours. The conclusion that they drew from this experiment was that the rats on the second time around believed that they... Ooh, I'm getting emotional over this one. Because I can relate. They believed that they would eventually be saved. So they pushed their bodies way past what they previously thought they could do. So that hope that they had done it before, they could do it again, kept them going from 15 minutes to 60 hours. You guys, I feel like that's what happened to me last year. 2021, I was in my second time in the tank. And I knew from 2017 that I could get out of it. I knew that I could pull myself together. I could make the life I wanted and stop living a life of depression, self-loathing, and unhappiness. Well, this time around, I came out of it faster. It didn't take me my entire life to go through it and come out of it. This time, within a year, I was out of it. And I feel like I was those rats going the second time around with this hope. Something inside of me made me not give up. And it was because I knew I had done it before. I knew there was a better situation just around the corner, and all I had to do was hang on until I reached that corner. And I did. So if you know me in person during this time, you probably could sense things were a little off, but in general, I maintained my optimism and my excitement, but there was always something underneath it, something negative and sad underneath that energy. And it, my happiness and my optimism, instead of just being my default, became work. So I know a few people have said that they had noticed that I was down, that I was off. But I don't think people that didn't know me that well really even could tell anything was wrong. But, you know, maybe I'm mistaken. But when I was alone with my thoughts, man, I did not feel optimistic. I did not feel excited. I did not love my life, and I did not love my results. And, man, that was a hard year. And, you know, I believe you might not. This is really controversial, and, you know, we're entitled to our opinions. But I believe the theory that because viruses vibrate at the frequency of 100, and also fear vibrates at the frequency of 100, we probably won't be very susceptible to catching viruses if we keep our vibration higher than 100. Now, shame, anger, depression, guilt, all of those are below 100. And so because I had gone into that vibration pretty much most of the day, I, of course, to me, got COVID. So I spent Thanksgiving with COVID. And my husband got it first, and then I got it, and then my son got it. So our entire house had COVID over Thanksgiving. So November and December were horrible at our house. And that was kind of the low point of this year of struggle, this year of just blech, crap, the year of going back to my old ways. But finally, I got over the COVID, and in January, I had my first big event. We had 33 people there, which is, you know, way bigger than I'd had on Zoom calls. So I was really excited for that. But things started to shift. And in January, I found myself again. I remembered who I was. And then I started to reclaim my health. As you know, I've committed to lose 100 pounds this year. I started to reclaim my happiness. It started to just come back on its own. And a shift has begun to take place in my life that I really don't think would have happened if I hadn't experienced the struggle of the last year. So the food and the eating, all of that, you know, everything related with my weight started to just naturally shift into healthier patterns. I just started to want to eat healthier. I started to want to exercise, and it actually started to become a non-negotiable. You guys, when something's a non-negotiable in your life, that's when it happens. That's the key to success, is making something a non-negotiable. And then I started doing events again, and I started attending events and being around people and making plans and reserving venues for future events for me. And so far, I know it's only March, but since January, I've had one of the greatest growth periods of my life. But it was because I went so low, and also because I had recovered from being so low just a couple years earlier, because I was those rats in the buckets of water. I knew that there was something better. And the second time around, I had hope, and I didn't give up. And so that's where I am now. I'm in this new place where I have seen what it's like to go back. Never want to do that again. I was so uncomfortable the last year with all of my choices and my thoughts, and it was just, ugh. Now I'm working on boundaries. As you know, if you listen to this podcast, I talk about boundaries a lot lately. Health is a priority. Boundaries are a priority. And all of this is because of the pain I went through last year. So even though we rarely see the gift that's hidden in our struggles until the struggle has passed, knowing that there is always a gift helps get through the struggles. When we are down in the worst deep pit of the struggle, remember that it is a gift. Remember that it is teaching you something that you need to know or have to help you become the person you want to be. I have a whole new perspective now. And this lifestyle change that I'm working on is going to be permanent. This isn't a diet. This isn't a fad. This isn't a short-term, makeover. This is my new life. And it feels different this time. It feels permanent. It feels doable. It feels like this is the real me. And I would never, ever have felt this way if I hadn't lost it all again last year and gone back to my old ways. So, yay for failing. And as you know, I believe there is no such thing as failure. There are only successes and lessons. So this last year, while it felt like a huge failure, was really just an amazing lesson. And maybe you had a similar experience. Maybe your last year was total crap. Or the year before, maybe you've had 2 years of total crap. Look at the things you're learning. Look at the skills you're gaining. And look at the insight that you're getting from your current struggles. It really is a blessing. And you get to learn who you are deep down. Who are you really? Going through struggles helps you learn who you are faster than any other way. So as I kick off my next trip around the sun, I'm really excited to see what it brings me with these new things I've learned during my last trip around the sun. Especially for me, it is important that I get to remember who I am and why I am here. And if you've never heard my power statement before, you get to hear it now because I'm going to close with it today. This year, I get to remember that I am a force of nature. I am divine, determined, and diligent, a valiant daughter of God and a queen in the making. I am a warrior of light, and I shine brighter every day, lighting the world more powerfully and irresistibly everywhere I go. As my influence spreads across the nation and the world, I find, encourage, and inspire other world changers to also stand up, be seen, and live their purpose at a higher level, so that together we create a huge ripple effect of love, light, and hope that reaches every corner of this planet. All right, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for being part of this journey with me. I would love to hear your ahas from your year of struggles. Please always feel free to email me anytime. Kelly, it's K-E-L-L-Y, at thequeenofmanifesting.com. Again, that's Kelly at thequeenofmanifesting.com. And if you'd like to spend time with me in real life, in person, I have an amazing, fun retreat coming up. It is June 9th through 11th. We are doing a fire walk. We are making crystal grids. We are going to have so much fun. Oh, and an arrow break, all the fun things. So come learn how to manifest. Come meet people who are working on the same kind of things that you're working on. It will be in Utah, June 9th through 11th. And if you want to go check it out, it's at www.thequeenofmanifesting.com /retreat. That's www.thequeenofmanifesting.com/retreat. I hope to see you guys there. All right. Well, have an amazing week. May you all manifest miracles, and I will talk to you next Monday.